Scully Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time, by the Scully Oil Company, Scully Jobbers and Dealers. But first, I want you fellas and girls to play detective. Yes, sir, I want you to do a real job of sleuthing and be able to report your discovery tomorrow night. Now, here's your special assignment. The next time you get in the family car, keep your eyes on Dad and your ears listening close to the motor. Now, watch especially close for this. Is Dad's first move to pull the choke way out? You know, the choke is that little gadget on the dashboard that regulates the fuel supply. Well, does the motor chug and spit and cough when Dad steps on the starter? And does he have to pull the choke away out before the car will start? Well, if your car does sound like that, and Dad has to waste time and gasoline, any real detective would know that very likely what you need is a faster-starting gasoline. And a mighty smart choice for any smart detective is tailor-made Skelly Aeromax. Because there's a gasoline that's weather-right for your car. It's weather-right because it's tailor-made to suit the weather as the seasons change in each part of the country where Skelly gasoline is sold. It's always tailor-made for quick starting in your weather. Now remember this. A real detective not only finds the trouble, he does something about it. So the next time you step into the family car with Dad or Mother, be on the lookout for little signs of trouble. See if the motor chugs and spits and makes a lot of fuss about starting, on chilly mornings especially. Well, you know what to do about that. Just tell the folks they should be using weather-right gasoline. Gasoline that's always wide awake and ready to go. Gasoline that's tailor-made for quick starting in your weather. And that can mean just one thing to you wide-awake flight patrol detectives. It means tailor-made Skelly Aeromax. Gasoline that's weather-right for your car. Why not stop for a tank full tonight? And now to Captain Midnight. Last time you remember, while waiting in the darkness of the underground passageway, Captain Midnight, Chuck, and Senor Pareda suddenly captured the mute pilot Zollinger, who is in the employ of Ivan Sharp. This is the same pilot whom Captain Midnight and his friends had rescued from a crashed plane. Zollinger writes two notes, and after the second one, he suddenly arises and escapes into the darkness. With the possibility of their being trapped underground, Captain Midnight feverishly reads the rest of Zollinger's message.
Here it is. You do not need to fear. I will not betray you. Well, what do you think of that, Senor Pareda?
But the Capitan, this man, we do not know him. We cannot trust him.
Of course we can't, Red. He just wrote that to throw us off guard. I'll bet he's on his way to Sharp right now.
See, mi amigo, we must leave before it is too late.
Oh, but my Dolores...
Just a minute now. Calm down, both of you. We've got to do some fast thinking.
But this fellow's a pilot for Ivan Sharp, and he's working for him.
See, that is right. And that is not good for us.
I'm not so sure about that.
But look, Red, this fellow Zollinger must be carrying out Sharp's orders. Why, he's flying for him. And if he didn't want to work for him, if he wanted to escape from him, he had his chance when he was with us. But no, he wanted to get back to Sharp, and he ran away from us in order to do so.
Yes, yes, all you say is very true, Chuck. And yet there are some loose ends we haven't gathered together. There's something about this fellow that I can't explain. It's a feeling I have, a hunch. I don't believe he's working as hard for Shark as you think he is.
But gee, Red, he's one of his men.
All of Shark's men aren't nearly as loyal to him as you might suppose. Some of them serve him only through fear.
Ah, mi capitan, this is the situation terrible. I wish to see my Dolores. I wish to help her escape from this Ivan Shark. But if we fall into the hands of this Ivan Shark, then it will be worse.
He's sure right, Red.
Yes, I know, Chuck. It's a tough problem. But here's the answer. We're going forward.
You mean along the passageway?
Yes. We're going ahead just as we planned. If this pilot Zollinger does betray us to Ivan Shark, then... Well, we'll meet that situation when it comes up. All right, now come on. Follow me.
Shall I flash the light?
Yes, senor. We must see exactly what we're doing. We've got to act, and act quickly.
Well, there's the hole straight ahead. Gee, I think I can crawl through now.
Just a minute. We've got to pull several more rocks out, and then we'll be all set. But now listen, there's one danger we've got to be very careful about. In pulling these rocks out, we're weakening the arch overhead. If another cave-in happened, it might kill us.
Si, senor.
All right, now here we are. You hold the light, Senor Pareda. Chuck and I start in.
Si.
Say, these are easy to get now.
Mm-hmm. But look out, Chuck. Don't disturb the ones overhead. If we pull any more of those out, the whole thing may cave in.
Okay, I'll just pull out those from the box.
That's it. Yeah, look at that pile back of us. Certainly pulled out a lot of them.
Oh, look at this big one here on the floor. If we can get that out, we're all set.
Just a minute. I'll help you there. Wait till I get a hold of it now.
All together now. Let's see if it'll move.
All right, here we go. It's moving, Chuck. It's coming out.
Keep it rolling.
That's a step.
Ah, senors, that is good. The hole. It is now large enough.
What do we do, Red? Shall we go on through?
Certainly we're going through.
And what about the light?
We'll keep that on, at least for the time being.
I know the way well, senors. I do not need the light.
Very well, senor. We won't use it then. You take the lead. We'll follow behind you. But in order not to get separated, we've got to keep hold of each other.
Okay, Red.
All right, now. Put out the lights, Senor Pareda, and we'll start.
Si, senor.
Let's go quietly as we can. Talk only in low tones. All right, senor. Lead the way.
Si, mi capitan.
Can you get through the hole, Red?
Yes, Chuck. I think I can make it. It's a pretty close fit.
Be very careful, senors.
Okay, I'm through.
So am I.
We will go forward then. All right, now. Let's go.
Oh, this is the blackest place I was ever in. You can't see shadows or anything.
Just a minute. Are we under the house yet, senor?
We should be coming under the edge of the house now, senor.
Boss, what's that?
What's the matter, Senor Pareda? Did you hit something?
Si, mi capitan. But now I know where we are. Look, I will show you. I'll turn on the light.
Where? Jiminy crickets, Red. We're in a great big room. Oh, look. There's an old table and some chairs.
What was this used for, senor?
Many, many years ago, in the times of my ancestor, when the trouble comes, then the women and children, they take shelter in these rooms.
Oh, so that's it, huh?
And look, there are other doors and passages leading from this room.
Si, mi amigo. There are many of them.
All right, senor. Put out that light. We'd better have a little conference.
Si, senor.
Well, what's the next move, Red?
I'll tell you shortly. First, I want to ask Senor Pareda a couple of questions.
Si, mi capitan.
How far away is the door leading into the library?
It is not far, senor. We go down to the passageway, and then we will find the stone steps.
Mm-hmm.
At the top of the steps is the secret door into the library.
Is that where we're going first?
Yes, Chuck, I believe so. Now, we'll go up to the door, see if we can hear anything inside. If we can't, we'll press the lever, open the door, and go in.
Gosh, suppose Ivan Shark would be there.
Well, if he doesn't have more than one or two with him, that'll be fine. We'll take him by surprise.
I think this Ivan Shark, he will be in bed. It is about 2:30 in the morning.
How are we going to find Dolores?
That's something I can't answer until we've done a little prowling around. All right, now come on, let's go. We haven't got any time to lose. Okay, lead the way, senor.
Si, mi capitan. Follow me.
Look, Red. Do you see something?
Hold it, senor. Yes, I do see something. Looks like a faint light.
No, senor, it could not be. There is not one who knows about this place except Dolores. And she would not have the chance to come down here.
Well, maybe Ivan Shark has found out about it.
All right, now. Get your guns out and creep forward. Don't make a sound if you can possibly help it. All right, come on.
Listen, did you hear that?
It's behind this door which leads off the passageway to another room.
Yes, and it sounds as if somebody was crying.
There's a crack down near the floor, and that's where the light was coming from. I'll get down and take a look.
All right, watch it. What do you see, Chuck?
Blazing beacons. There's a girl in there sitting on a stool next to the table. I can't see her face, but it looks as
quit if... Quit, mi amigo. Let me take the look.
Bend down here, senor.
Mi amigos, it is Dolores, my daughter. Quick, open the door.
Oh, I can't find the latch. Oh, here it is.
Well, can't you open the door?
No, it's bolted. Wait a second. There, I've got it.
No, keep out.
Dolores, mi muchacha, my little girl.
Don Juan, oh, my father, it cannot be you.
But it is Don Juan. It is your father. Come to my arms, mi pobrecita. Oh, my poor little one.
Oh, Father. Father.
Come now, mi Dolores. You are all right. We have come to help you.
But, Don Juan, who are these men with you?
They are the good friends, Dolores. This is Captain Midnight, a very famous Americano pilot. And this is his friend, Chuck Ramsey.
Captain, it is a great pleasure to meet you. And you also, Senor Ramsey.
This changes everything, senor. Quickly, senorita. How did you get down here?
Oh, my captain, I have the time terrible. This man, Ivan Sharkey, he has me taken down here.
Mi Dolores. Mi Dolores, you tell me this Ivan Shark, he knows about this place?
See, Don Juan, I escaped down here, and then this Ivan Sharkey finds the secret of the door. And he comes down here and finds me. I try, but I cannot get out the passageway to the barranca.
Ah, my poor little girl. You did not know about the barricade, the caving of the wall.
No, Father, I did not know about it.
Gosh, Red, this is awful. Ivan Shark knows about this passageway. Well, what are we going to do?
Listen, Senor Pareda. You stay in the passageway with Dolores. Chuck and I will go up to the door leading into the library. We will try to capture Ivan Shark. But if we find that's impossible, we will come back and help you and Dolores escape.
Meanwhile, in the library, not more than 50 feet away, a different scene is taking place. Ivan Shark and his chief lieutenant, Gardo, are standing near the desk looking at a chart and talking in low tones. Listen as Ivan Shark says,
"It is settled then, Gardo. We will land at this point."
"Okay, chief."
"You will arrange to have one of the two-seaters ready shortly after daybreak. We will take off and then land at the place agreed upon. We shall leave the plane and proceed on foot to the temple."
"But hadn't we better take some others along, chief? We might run into trouble."
"No, Gardo. I do not wish too many to know what we are doing. To know the location of a very valuable treasure, Gardo, is dangerous information for anyone to possess."
You mean dangerous for us?"
"Dangerous for you, Gardo, but not for me."
"Oh, well, I told you before, chief, I ain't gonna double-cross you."
"I am mentioning this, Gardo, only to let you know the futility of such action."
You can trust me, chief, I swear."
"We will say no more about the matter. And now, you may go. I have some very..." "That is Fang. It must be very important."
"It is Fang, master. I must see you at once."
"Close the door, Fang, and come in."
"Yes, master."
"Come forward, Fang. What is it?"
"Shall I speak, master?"
"Yes, Fang, you may speak in front of Gardo. Quickly, what is it?"
"I have news of greatest importance, master. Black two-seater plane has landed in pasture behind Hacienda."
"Fang must be crazy, chief. We didn't hear no ship."
"You fool. The pilot could have landed with a dead stick. Quickly, Fang, which plane is it?"
"I examined plane well, master. It is our plane, stolen by Captain Midnight."
"What? Captain Midnight must have landed here."
"Quiet, Gardo. Let me think. Senor Pereira knows of the underground passage and of the exit. He has been with Captain Midnight. Perhaps the barricade was not as bad as we thought. Perhaps even now, Captain Midnight is creeping up the stairway to the secret door into this room. Quickly, Fang, put out the light."
Well, what will happen in the next few minutes? The passing seconds are charged with frightful danger for Captain Midnight and his friends. If Ivan Shark cuts off their retreat, what will they do? Don't miss the next adventure. Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. And now, for your last chance. I mean your last chance to get that free bag of Mexican jumping beans and the free Ringo Jumbo game that you've been hearing so much about everywhere. Boy, oh boy, how you Flight Patrol members have been going for this latest free gift from Captain Midnight. I told you last night they were going fast. Well, tonight, I can truthfully tell you they're just about all gone. But there's still a few. So if by any chance you haven't yet called for yours, stop over at your Skelly service station with Mother or Dad tonight. Show your Flight Patrol membership card and get your free Mexican jumping beans and Ringo Jumbo game right away. If your Skelly man has any left, he surely will be glad to give you yours right then and there. But you'll have to hurry, so you better drive over to your Skelly service station tonight. Now don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Until tomorrow, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and happy landing! Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Say, would you like to show your dad a trick about driving a car in cold weather? Well, here's a trick about cold weather driving that a lot of drivers don't know. You can often save your battery from the strain of cold starts if you throw out the clutch before you step on the starter. Now, you got that? Throw out the clutch before you step on the starter. The reason is, with your clutch out, your starter has a lighter load to turn over, and it doesn't strain your battery so much. Now, that's a trick worth knowing and worth telling Dad about. And here's something else equally important. To save strain on your battery, use a WeatherRite gasoline. A gasoline that's fitted to your weather to give you fast starts under your weather conditions. And say, here's a tip. Skelly tailor-made Aeromax gasoline is WeatherRite. It's tailor-made for all the different parts of the country where it's sold, so it will always fit your weather. That's why you can depend on Skelly Aeromax gasoline to be WeatherRite, to give you quick starts and real performance. If you haven't tried it, just tell Dad to fill the tank with Skelly tailor-made Aeromax tonight. Say, I'll bet he'll be surprised to see how fast you start with gasoline that's WeatherRite. And you fellas and girls who are listening, please tell Dad and Mother this for me. They want a gasoline that's WeatherRite, I know. They want the fast starts it gives. And they'll be glad to know Skelly tailor-made gasoline is WeatherRite. And I'm sure your Skelly man will appreciate your telling them. After all, it's your Skelly man who brings you this program. And I know you appreciate that. So tell Dad or Mother tonight how Skelly tailor-made Aeromax gasoline is WeatherRite to give fast starts in your family car. And now to Captain Midnight. The famous pilot, together with Chuck Ramsey and Senor Pareda, and the latter's daughter, Dolores, are waiting in the dark underground passageway beneath the Pareda Hacienda. Directly above sits Ivan Sharp, who is informed by his servant Fang that the black-seated plane taken by Captain Midnight has made a landing in the pasture behind the hacienda. Suspecting that Captain Midnight may at this very moment be in the underground passageway with Senor Pareda, Sharp quickly orders Fang to extinguish the light. Then he orders in a low voice,
"Stand where you are, Gardo. And you, Fang, listen carefully to me."
"Yes, Master."
"We will keep our voices low. You both understand that Captain Midnight and some of his friends are probably in the underground passageway. Perhaps, Gardo, he is coming up the stairs to the secret door of this room this very moment."
"Yeah, we can't get him."
"At last, Captain Midnight has become too bold. His very courage will prove his undoing. Now then, Fang, you will leave the room as silently as possible. You will gather as many men as you can, and you will surround the exit of the passage in the barranca. If Captain Midnight and his friends come forth, they are to be riddled with bullets."
"Yes, Master. Shall I go by big door?"
"No, Fang. You will go by my private door, the one I had constructed. I will press this button and open it for you."
"Yes, Master. Captain Midnight get away once. He will not get away second time."
"Fang's gone, Chief."
"Yes. I will close the door."
"Hey, it's awful black, Chief. We won't be able to see Captain Midnight if he does come in."
"Gardo, what is that glow in your hand? And I can smell it, too. You nincompoop. Haven't you any more brains than to be smoking a cigarette?"
"Well, I was so excited, Chief, I forgot to put it out. It almost burned my fingers, too. I'll put it out now."
"You ought to have your hand burned off."
"Well, what are you going to do now, Chief?"
"We are going to sit here, Gardo. You have your gun?"
"Oh, you bet I have, Chief. It's right here in my hand."
"And resting across the desk, Gardo, is my special large caliber repeating rifle."
"Well, don't forget, Chief, that secret door of Paredes doesn't make any noise when it opens."
"Do not worry, Gardo. I shall know the instant it moves."
"Well, shall we start shooting when it does?"
"No, Gardo. That would be very foolish. We must wait until they are well into the room. Too far in for retreat."
"Yeah. Hey, why not capture Captain Midnight alive?"
"And what good would Captain Midnight be alive? There's no reward on his head. And every second he is alive, he is a constant threat. A constant danger to me. With Captain Midnight dead, the only remaining shadow over me will be lifted. Then, Gardo, then the world is mine."
"Okay, Chief. You give me the signal. And when you do, we'll get him. And we'll get him quick."
"Yeah, then, Gardo, will be our plan. The light we used to question Senorita Pareda is still in the same place. When I snap on the switch, a blinding glare will throw the far side of the room into white light, while we will be in the shadow."
"Yeah. What a setup, Chief. This Captain Midnight's as good as dead right now.
Yes, Gatto. For once in his life, Captain Midnight will be surprised. And this will be the final surprise of his life.
And now we go to a different scene, which is taking place almost directly below. In the passageway leading to the stairs, standing in utter darkness, are Dolores Pareda, her father, Captain Midnight, and Chuck Ramsey. They are talking in low tones. Listen as Senor Pareda says,
"But the Captain Midnight, you do not know the way to the stairs. I had better go with you."
This passage leads directly to the stairs, doesn't it, Senor?
Si, Senor.
Are there any other passages leading away from this one?
No, mi amigo. Not between here and the stairs.
Well, we can't miss them then. Come on, Chuck, let's go.
But the lever, mi Capitan. The lever which opens the secret door. You will not be able to find it.
Yeah, I think I can find it all right, Senor. But tell me exactly where it is.
It would be better if I go with you.
Si, mi Capitan. Senor Juan will show you the way. I have been in darkness before. I can wait here alone.
No, Senorita, no. Your father will stay here with you. He has been through enough danger. Chuck and I will attend to this.
You are the very brave men, senores.
I will explain to you about the lever, senor.
Yes, tell me where it is.
You will go up the stairs, and when you arrive at the top, you will run the hand along the wall upward, but close to the door.
I see.
The wall, it is very rough, but you will feel something which will stick out of the wall about 2 inches.
Yes.
It is a small metal rod, round like a pencil. You must pull that out.
Mm-hmm. I understand, senor. But how far must it be pulled out?
Only about an inch, senor. Then the door, it will open silently.
I see. Now then, tell me this. If we have to come back, how do we close that door?
To close the door, senor, you have only to press the lever in again.
Oh, I understand. All right. I guess we're ready.
But, senor Juan, suppose these brave Americanos, suppose they do not come back to us.
Don't worry, senorita. We'll come back. But if we shouldn't, you will have to use your own judgment, Senor Pareda.
Do not worry about us, mi capitan. This Ivan Shark, he will never take us alive.
I understand what you mean, senor. But that won't be necessary. Come on, Chuck.
Okay, Red.
Good luck, mi amigos. We will pray for you.
Careful now, Chuck. We should be close to the foot of the stairs.
Hadn't we better switch on the light?
No, Chuck, no. Don't forget, Ivan Shark knows the secret of this hidden door, too. He knows how to open it from the inside.
Gosh, Red, it could be open right now.
That's why we can't switch on the light.
Oh, Jiminy Crickets, what's that?
I hit the lowest step, Chuck. We're right in front of the stairs.
I'm sure. I can feel them now.
All right. Now we're going up. I'll go first. You follow me. Have you got your gun where you can get your hand on it?
I've got it right in my hand.
No, no, no. Don't carry it there. You might stumble or trip and fire it accidentally. That would be fatal.
Okay, Red. I'll put it right in my hip pocket.
That's the place. All right. Come on now. And when you come up the stairs, lean forward, feel your way with your hands. That way you'll be able to gauge the steps. There'll be less danger of making any noise.
Okay, Red.
Are you coming, Chuck?
All right, Red. I'm just behind you.
All right. We're almost to the top.
We ought to be. We've gone up several steps.
Wait a minute. I'm at the top step, Chuck.
Are you ready to open the door?
No. I haven't found the lever yet. I got my hand on the wall here. Sure rough, just as the senor said. Oh, wait. Wait. Here it is.
What are we going to do after the door opens? Shall we step into the library?
No, Chuck. That's why I haven't opened the door yet. It'd be the worst thing in the world to step out into that room. Don't forget, the most dangerous man in the world may be in there waiting for us.
Oh, gosh. What are we going
to
do?
Now, listen to me. I'm going to open the door, and we're going to wait. You keep your hand on me, and don't you move unless you feel that I'm moving.
I understand, Ray.
All right, now then. Then pull the lever and open the door. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, Chuck, that's that. Well,
you had the door open, then you closed it. What's the matter?
Plenty's the matter. Didn't you smell cigarette smoke? Somebody's been smoking in that library very recently.
Maybe somebody was smoking in there, but they've gone away now.
Mm-hmm. That's what we'd like to believe. But we're not going to jump from the frying pan into the fire.
Gosh, Red, we can't very well step into that room if somebody's there.
No, of course not. That'd be suicide, and here's why. When I opened the door, the library was dark. If somebody is in there, they're sitting with the lights out. And if anyone is sitting in there in total darkness, they have only one purpose in mind. They're waiting for us.
How in the world are we going to find out whether anyone's in there?
I know what we'll do, Chuck. I'll perform a trick which I've used several times to great advantage.
What is it? Can I help you?
No, 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 Chuck. You don't have to do anything at all. Just stand right where you are.
Gee, Red, you're not going into that room, are you?
No. But I'm going to throw my voice in there
through your voice.
Yes. If you and I actually went into that room, and I was talking to you in low tones, my voice would become louder and more distinct, because we would be getting closer to them, understand?
Oh, that's what they call ventriloquism, isn't it?
That's right. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open the door, then I'm going to keep throwing my voice farther and farther into the room, so that if anyone is in the library waiting for us, something will happen.
Okay, Red.
As Senor Parada explained it, there's a screen in front of this door. That fact will be in our favor. All right, now. Are you ready?
All set, Red.
Good. Stand still. Don't make a sound, because I'm going to open the door. And this time, I won't worry about the noise.
Hold it, Red. Suppose nothing happens.
Well, in that case, I'll move forward into the room. You, holding on to me, will follow, understand?
But suppose someone is in the room.
Well, that depends on what they do. We'll have the advantage, because they won't know where we are. Quiet now. I'm opening the door. Then I'm going to throw my voice.
Well, Chuck, this must be the library, all right, just as Senor Parada said. The main door is on the left. The desk is at the other side of the room on the right. Good. We're coming along fine now. All right, keep close to me, Chuck, until I find that light switch. It should.
Yeah. Well, doesn't seem to be near the front door. I guess it must be on the other side of the room. Oh, wait. Hand me your flashlight, Chuck. I'll have to use that. All right. Now.
Here's the light, Gatto. Let them have it. This is one time, Captain Midnight, when you won't escape.
Well, Captain Midnight's trick has worked. What will he do now? With both ends of the underground passageway guarded by enemies, the brave little party of four are in dire peril. What will happen next? Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. Say, is tomorrow Thanksgiving Day where you're living? Well, in some states it is, and in some states it isn't, you know. Well, here's hoping you have a swell Thanksgiving whenever you celebrate it. But if you do have a holiday tomorrow, remember this. It's a good time to have Dad drive over to your Skelly service station. First, to fill that tank with Skelly TaylorMade Aeromax gasoline, the wide-awake gasoline that's weather-right for your car. Then, if he needs oil, remind him to change over to Skelly Tagoline Winter Oil, tailor-made for easy starting in cold weather. But here's another thing. Have you joined Captain Midnight's new 1940 Flight Patrol? It doesn't cost a penny, you know. You just speak to your Skelly man, and he'll give you your Flight Patrol card, and he'll send right in for your free spinning propeller medal of membership. There's plenty of swell fun ahead for every member. So if you haven't joined up, see your Skelly man about it right away. Now, don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Until tomorrow, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and happy landing!
Gentlemen, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you.